I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi, here's hoping you're well and safe. Considering the spread of novel coronavirus and its consequences, we at HD Smartcast have compiled a list of our most popular episodes about the pandemic from January till today. These have been covered by some of HT Media's most renowned journalists. This is to give you an idea of the trajectory of the illness and how it has affected multiple sectors of our daily lives till date, so that you can make better informed decisions about your future. Welcome to our exclusive podcast, HT Media COVID-19 Audio Coverage.
Lately, we've all been washing our hands, being careful about where we go and who we meet, all because of the coronavirus. And WHO has just declared the outbreak a pandemic, which essentially means the spread of a new disease across the world. There are now more than 118,000 cases in 114 countries, and over 4,200 people have died. Thousands more are in hospitals. Considering this rapid spread of the virus, companies globally have asked their employees to work from home or work remotely. But what about those who don't have the option of working from home, even when there is an outbreak of a disease? Hi, I'm Pooja Singh, the National Features Editor of Mint, and welcome to the Millennial Mind. Yesterday, I took a cab to the office, and the young driver, Mohammed, was very chatty. Not that I'm complaining. He talked about his experience driving on the roads of Delhi, about how his work is going. He talked about a lot of things. One thing he was not very happy about that day was the fact that people didn't travel much on Holi because of the fear of the corona. I asked him if he was scared. He said yes. But he was not taking any precautions. Nothing at all. No face masks, no hand sanitizer, nothing. He was just doing two things. He was not taking shared cab requests for more than three people. And if a person sneezed in his car, he would ask them to sit in the back seat. That's it. When I asked him washing hands regularly is essential, he just simply said, and I quote, "Ma'am, naukri to karni hai, ghar pe thodi baithna hai." He was right. Thousands of employees have started logging in from their living rooms as companies do work from home drills to fight the spread of the virus. Companies like Microsoft, Twitter, Amazon, Facebook, even Chevron have asked their employees to work remotely. Closer home, if you look, Cognizant India has shut its Hyderabad office, Paytm, its Noida and Gurugram branches, Hyperlocal platform nearby has shut its Gurugram office as well. And Chennai's cloud services firm Zoho has asked its 7,500 employees across the world to work from home. But for many in sectors such as banking, hospitality, media, delivery and construction, working from home is just not an option. Take Durgesh K, for instance. Since the past 5 years, he's been following the same workday routine. He's in his early 30s. He reaches the private bank where he works as a business executive. By around 9:30, he touches the Ganesha idol on his desk and then he starts his work. But for the past 2 weeks, the routine has changed. For the past 2 weeks, the first thing he's been doing as soon as he reaches his office is wipe his already clean desk with a sanitizer. He said to me, "Coronavirus is spreading like crazy. My WhatsApp is filled with messages. I don't want to take any chances." Durgesh doesn't even remove the face mask the entire day he's in the office. "Why doesn't he work from home?" I asked him. He said, "Who will face the customers then?" DB Bhandari, he's 35 and the manager of an upscale eatery in South Delhi. He took 5 days leave without pay last week because he had cough and cold. He didn't take any chances, nor did the restaurant's owner. Luckily, it turned out to be just a regular flu. Bhandari is now at work because in his profession, you always have to be present to ensure that the food is served on time. Of course, he wears masks, uses sanitizers, and washes his hands as much as possible. But work from home is not an option, and days off mean less pay. Delivery boy S. Verma didn't even know about the virus till last week after his manager informed the whole team about the spread of a virus during a morning huddle. The company did not give them any protective gear, so he, along with his team, bought a bunch of masks. How can he not know about the spread of the virus? He said he's on the road for 18 hours a day, and staying at home means no salary. If he doesn't work, then who will feed his family? So for you and me, work from home may be an option, and all the experts may be debating about how economy and industry and productivity is getting affected. But spare a thought for those who don't even have that option.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.